Karen, tell me, how long have you lived in Hillsboro?
4 years.
Were you born here?
Okay. So, did you consider Hillsboro a state?
Did that change in the 80s?
Not a lot of neighborhoods around compared to what it is today.
Do you know why you think this big population change happened?
More jobs came into this area because it used to be a lot more farm area, so a lot more like the Intels and all those kind of things came into this area.
So you think a lot of the population spurt kind of caused some of the problems that we have today? And just with the bigger concentration of the population?
Some, yes. And a lot more immigrants have come in, and they go in certain areas, so it's a lot more crowded in those areas, and they're getting more people in the small areas.
So what was crime like in Hillsboro in the early 80s? Was there any particular type, anything like that?
You know, the typical, you know, some burglary, but not a lot of gang. There was very, very, back in the 70s, there was one. I don't believe to my knowledge, I didn't know of any gangs that I knew of. In the 80s, some were coming in at that point, but not a whole lot.
So what do you think caused this sudden spurt in robberies, aside from population? Is there any other influencing factor you can think of?
Increase in drugs use around this area.
Was there a lot of drug use in the 80s?
Well, there was some. Nothing compared to what it is now, but there was a small population of drug use. Yes.
What was the main type of drug that was used?
Marijuana.
Was there a lot of cocaine or any of the more powder drugs?
Not to my knowledge, there was not. There was some, probably a small amount, but nothing compared to what it is today.
Do you remember any large criminal activities or incidents that occurred in Hillsboro in the early 80s?
You know, I have to honestly say, there was a murder once, twice, but you know, off the top of my head, back in the 70s and 80s, I do not remember, my knowledge, I do not know of any, but just very few.
So there weren't very many murders or rapes in the early 80s?
Maybe some, but it wasn't public like it is, you know, published like it is now.
Papers talk about it a lot?
No, it wasn't a lot of in the newspaper. If there was, there were so few that, you know, you were kind of a little bit surprised when it did happen, but now you just read in the paper, no, there's another one that's happened. So
crime wasn't very frequent at all in the earlier 80s?
No. My knowledge.
So how did the criminal element change as time progressed into the 90s?
I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, but what I think you're asking is how I thought it's changed since the early 80s, you know, late 70s, early 80s, and sort of going into the 90s was probably, you know, people are just not, are willing to, on that question you just asked, I would say it has increased, you know, all the similar kind of crimes that we had back in the late 70s, 80s, that it's just multiplied, you know, a lot.
Did murders and rapes and that sort of thing go up in the 90s?
Yeah, around this area, yes.
So, how has crime changed in the last five years? So, more recently, like, have there been an increase in drugs or gangs, or what's the biggest changes?
I would say more gangs and drugs in the last 5 years. I'd say in the last 10 years we've had a definite problem, but the last 5 years we've definitely increased in the gangs and a lot more graffiti. I think people in general are just afraid, and they're knowing how to handle it.
So why do you think these changes happened so recently?
I think that there's not as much as punishment to the crime. I think people know they can get away with it. And
so you think the police have slacked off in the last 5 years as compared to, say, in the 80s?
Yes, I do.
So how did people feel? Well, actually, let me ask this first. How has the crime element mostly changed in the last 25 years? Is it just an increase in number, a change in what type of crimes have been committed, or what's the biggest change?
I would say a little of both. Obviously, you know, Hillsboro has grown immensely since in the last 25 years, but we did not see meth used back then. We did not see the gang. We did not see the graffiti. You know, so it's increasing more. I think it has a lot to do with the people not wanting to make a stand.
So how did the general community originally feel about the police in the 80s?
You know, there's always a group that's going to not like the police, but I think we felt the police really made an effort to be, not a friend, but wanted to work with the community.
So were they more effective then or now?
I believe then.
Do you think this might have been due to the spike in crime? Perhaps it's more difficult for police to catch up, or do you believe it's just that crime has become more sophisticated?
A little of both. I think it's with this, mail fraud, the whole bit, that kind of thing. I think it is hard for the police to keep up with all the crimes that we're having, but I think that we also don't have enough punishment to the crime.
So how strong was the police element in the 80s?
When you say strong, you mean willing to work. I think that you knew that you would get some kind of punishment if you did some kind of crime, and I think that police back then weren't afraid to really step forward and do their job.
So how did the police element change between 1980 and 1990?
Probably because there was more people coming into this area. They were probably, and with so many people coming in, and we're not increasing on the police officers. I know it has a lot to do with the taxes and all that kind of stuff, but I think that's where we step back and on the police part, not enforcing as much nowadays.
So how did the citizens feel, how did most citizens feel about the police in the 90s?
They didn't really care what the police said. That's how I look at it.
So it was less of a bond between the community and the police?
Yes.
Now, why do you think that citizens felt less connected when they felt so much more safe in the 80s?
Probably because I don't think the police are as willing to work with the people, especially when the people that are more the victims. I don't think the victims feel like they get the care they need.
So, how do you feel the police element has changed from the 90s to present day?
Not a whole lot. It's probably going the same route, I think, as the late 90s. You know, police are there doing their job, I know, but I don't think that the victims feel like they get their fair part done.
So you don't think the victims feel like they're getting the justice that they need?
Correct.
So citizens generally feel that they did a more efficient job in the past than they do now?
Correct. You're saying the citizens feel they got much more fairness from the policemen. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yes, that's how I feel.
Have you seen a great change in police technology since the early 80s?
Oh yeah, probably much more with the computers it's probably much more positive. But I think because there's so many, so much crime, I don't think the police really can't keep up with it.
How do you think computers have changed law enforcement?
I wouldn't say a whole lot.
So you'd say they were just as good before computers than they are now?
I think so.
So you think maybe the computer systems are weakening police now?
A little bit, yeah.
How have less lethal forms of weaponry to subdue a criminal affected the present, do you think?
You're talking like the stun guns?
Stun guns, mace, pepper spray, rubber bullets.
I think as long as the police don't take that as a thing that they think they can, you know, think they can have more charge, I think it's not a bad idea, much more than using the weapons. I don't even know if I've even heard a whole lot of positive about it, you know, if it's really helped. So it's really hard to answer that question.
So do you think that sometimes police use too much force in Hillsborough to subdue a criminal?
No, I don't think that. Portland, probably, but I don't think around Jonesboro they do.
So you think they do a much more effective job of communicating with the criminal rather than resorting to force right away?
Yes, I agree with that.
So how have police tactics changed? Has there been an increase in violence, or has there been an increase in the use of communication, or?
Probably an increase in communication. I don't think the police are too rough on the criminal, if that's what you're asking. Because I think that's where I think sometimes the criminals get away because we aren't forceful enough.
So sometimes you think maybe the police need to use more force in Hillsborough?
Yes.
Would you approve of, like, the use of stun guns?
In certain circumstances, yes.
Do you think Hillsborough, as a general ideal, supports them?
No.
They sometimes think they're too hard on the criminals with them?
Correct.
So, what did the average citizen of the 80s think of Hillsborough, just in general, due to the police and crime element?
I think they felt, and the crime, I think they still felt it was a very safe community.
So you think it was more balanced between police and crime?
Yes.
And do you think that the effort of the police force has changed?
The effort, well, a little. I don't think the policemen really try to communicate that well.
So you don't think that the police have a close enough connection with the community in present day as compared to maybe in the 80s?
Correct. That's true.
Why do you think that the community's become adrift from the police department?
I think it's hard to make that connection as with Hillsborough growing as quickly as it is. And I think they are probably overworked a little bit, so it's hard to really make that, you know, extra step.
Do you think that perhaps an increase in police officers would help the Hillsborough area?
Yes, a little bit. I know tax-wise it's hard on a lot of people, but I think the policemen also really ought to make an effort to make a connection.
So you think the police need to make more effort in making those connections with the community?
Yes.
How do you think they can make these connections?
By maybe going to more showing people that they're not above the law, but they're trying to work with the law, working more with schools, showing kids that crime really doesn't pay, and just showing the community that they're willing to work. And just those two little efforts would make a big difference.
So you think that the police need to be more involved with, say, elementary schools and try and catch the kids when they're young?
Elementary and junior high. I think junior high is a big changing point for a lot of kids.
Do you think such programs as DARE and other anti-drug programs are effective in Hillsborough?
I see it getting less than effective. I think back in the 80s it was effective. I think a lot of kids really looked to the DARE officers. But I see it waning a little bit.
So do you think children don't trust police maybe as much as they would have in the 80s?
I believe that, yeah.
So why do you think this change in trust has happened?
I just think that a lot of kids hear from their parents about, you know, the police aren't helping as much, and they hear negative things about police, and they're going to get their opinions from the adults.
So you think it's kind of a vicious cycle that the further that time goes on, the general opinion is going to get worse and worse? Because adults will have an opinion from when they were young and only going to pass it down with their kids, maybe even worse.
That's a good way to say it.
Do you think more town meetings or other sorts of helpful things that police could do with the community would help improve this?
Yes, but the community has got to be willing to go to these and not just stand back and, you know, expect them to do it all. They've got to be able to work with them too.
How do you think the community could get more involved to help stop crime in Hillsborough?
And I can't answer this one because I really don't know how to be able to work hand in hand with the community and the police. I personally think of police as, you know, I like policemen for what the jobs they have because it is a big job for them. But because we've gotten such a growth spurt and we have a lot of different races in the Hillsborough area, it's because of the language barriers and all this kind of stuff, it's gonna be tough. I can't really answer that question.
How do you think the ethnic change in Hillsborough has affected crime and law enforcement?
A lot. Yeah, I think the ethnic situation is because of the language barrier and them not willing to speak English. And then, you know, I know there's a lot of people who probably can speak Spanish or whatever the different languages we have. But because there's so much illegal part of it, going to be a constant battle.
So do you think that perhaps educational courses to teach English would help reduce crime? Or at least help lower the barriers?
Yes, I do.
Do you think more policemen who could speak Spanish would also help lower those barriers?
Yes, I do.
How do you think that maybe the police could go about helping out the ethnic community to learn English?
Try to really put an emphasis on learning the English and learning what the laws are here without thinking, you know, they don't have to abide by these rules that we have. It's much more of a harder work on a police one, I know that. So, you know, I don't have any definite answers, but I think if they show them that they need to abide by these rules, whether they can speak English or not.
Do you think that because these ethnic groups are sending their children to school, maybe in the future this barrier will go down because more will be able to speak English? Do you think there will still be a lot of migration and keep this barrier up?
As long as we don't make an effort to stop the illegal part of it, it's going to be a vicious cycle. I think we've got to really make an effort to let them know that these are the laws of America, and especially in Hillsborough, we should follow by them. I mean, I definitely follow by the rules. I wish more people would have the beliefs I do, but until we can have that more of a community spirit, it's not going to happen.
So do you think that many of these ethnic groups break the law without knowing it, or do you think they break the law even though they know what it is and just hope they won't get caught? Which do you think is more dominant?
I think a lot of them, because they don't speak the language, maybe they don't know. I mean, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I think a lot of them don't know, so they're going to do what they feel they want to do. Of course, then there's always that group, but I think the more definite they, because they don't speak the language, they don't understand.
So do you think the ethnic surge in Hillsborough has sort of divided it into two different sectors?
Well, in Hillsborough, yes. Definitely divided it into two different sectors.
Do you think that there are a lot of diverse ethnic groups, or do you think it's focused more on one or two groups?
It's more of one or two groups, I think.
So do you believe that the general raise in population has caused a raise in gangs, or do you think it is merely how perhaps the media has glorified them in television shows, or what do you think has caused this larger surge in gangs and drugs and violence?
That one's tough. I think certain areas, and Hillsborough's been picked as one, is a gang area, and the gangs feel that they can come, and that's where they station themselves. I think the media hasn't helped a whole lot. Glorifying it, you know, thinking it's really cool to be in a gang and you're accepted. But I do think, especially since back in the 70s and 80s, it increased immensely. So it's really hard to, you know, encourage kids not to have to join a gang to feel like they're a part of the group.
So do you think anti-violence and anti-drug and more anti-gang groups at schools would help?
Oh, yeah.
So you think if more children were educated at a younger age, it would be of immense help?
Yes, I do.
Are you in support of taxes to increase these groups?
If I knew for sure it was going toward those groups, but see, I'm not going to be guaranteed they're going to go to those groups, but if I could be encouraged and shown that it was definitely going to go to the groups and how these groups are going to be working, I wouldn't mind increasing the tax on that.
So you think citizens sometimes think that these promises won't be fulfilled and maybe this money will be sent towards new technology or something like that for the police department?
Yes.
I think General Hillsborough doesn't really like the idea of giving taxes because they don't think it'll go to the right places?
Correct. Very correct.
Do you believe that new technology has really influenced crime as well, not just to help the police catch them, but to help criminals have the crime in... Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think it's really influenced the drug world?
Yes, because I think it's a lot more with the technology. I mean, you can get away with so much more because you can hide a lot more things.
And it's much more effective in production, too.
Yes.
So how do you think technology has affected gang violence or just violence in general in the Hillsborough community?
Technology, I don't know if that's really, I just think kids nowadays, you know, see a lot of violence on TV, they see a lot of violence on the video games, and they want to be like that. So I think it's really influenced it to that point. I mean, you may ban it from your own home, but there's so many other places you can go and do it, you know, as a...
Do you think the influence is just everywhere and it's really difficult to avoid?
Yeah.
So... Are there any other ways you can think of that you think would help reduce crime in Hillsborough? Maybe volunteer groups or something?
Volunteer groups is not bad. I think educating within the school systems would be a little bit better.
Do you think having general knowledge would help stop crime? Just if the children were more educated, it would help them to make a better decision?
Yes.
Do you think education is very important?
It's very important, but it should stick more to helping them understand, but sticking to the reading, writing, and arithmetic type thing, and to the basics, but show them that, you know, they don't have to join, you know, gangs just to be accepted, but showing them that they can be accepted just to be the person they are.
So you think maybe acceptance in schools would help reduce problems in society?
Yes, because I think a lot of kids feel isolated if they look different or if they act different. And I think if they wouldn't have to think they'd have to join a gang just to feel like they're wanted.
Do you think requirements should be increased in public schools for graduation and other such things so that kids get a higher education?
Yes, I do.
And do you think the lower numbers of children going to college is also causing a problem in Hillsborough area?
I don't know. I think a lot of, because they haven't been pushed at school and they haven't had to, they're having a hard time getting to college. So yeah, that's probably a good thing to say.
So do you believe that police officers do a lot in traffic violations, pulling people over, that sort of thing?
Yes. I have been pulled over very, very few times, and when the one time I was pulled over, I thought was very unjust. They had just changed the speed zone, and I was going, I thought under the speed limit, but actually I was going over once the policeman stopped me and informed me, and all he said was, don't you read the newspaper? And I felt that was a little uncalled for. I just still got a ticket, and I still had the paper part of it, so I felt it was unjust. I thought he, I mean, I know a lot of people give stories, but I think they can be a little kinder. I mean, they don't need to snap at people, and trying to be as honest as I can.
Do you believe police are rude in general when they pull people over, or do you think it's just, it depends on the police officer?
I think it depends on the police officer.
Do you think police pull over people too much?
That was a hard one to answer. Sometimes I think they have a nitpick. It seems like they almost have to have a quota, and like, oh, they're in the quota. That's how it looks, because it seems like sometimes they pull over for the stupidest things, and you just wonder, why in the world did I get pulled over? So at times I think the police officers really stopped and thought about what they're pulling people over for, you know.
Do you believe that a decrease in the police pulling people over, waiting at speed traps, that sort of thing, should occur? Or do you believe that they're doing an effective job?
Yes, and I know they have to do some speed, testing and all that kind of stuff and pulling them over. But I think, you know, they could be doing their time frame a little bit better. I think they're wasting a lot of time.
So do you think that it's effective in keeping the community safer to avoid these traffic violations, or do you think it's just more something for a police officer to do on an afternoon if he doesn't have anything else on his plate?
Well, that's a good way to put it. He doesn't have anything on his plate, so I mean, I think that, I know there's police officers for, you know, patrolling the streets and police officers for, the, you know, investigating crimes, but I think sometimes it doesn't always seem really efficient at what they're doing with this kind of thing.
Do you think that that police sometimes pull people over really unjustly, maybe based on gender or race or something like that? Or age, maybe?
Yes, I probably agree with that.
So you think it's more likely for someone of a different race or who's young or a female or something like that to be pulled over by a white male officer?
Well, I don't know if so much a white male officer, but I think a lot of times if they see a young person, they're automatically going to think young kids are messing around. And I think, you know, at the time, if the ethnic group, if they think, you know, they're causing some trouble, they're going to automatically think the worst.
So do you think maybe there's some racism on the police's part, even to a small extent?
No, I wouldn't really call it racist. I just think that because we've had so much different kind of crimes and it's been more toward, you know, different, you know, ethnic groups, that they're going to have a tendency to look at that group first as causing some problems.
Do you think maybe the previous generations who were parents to today's officers, maybe they had a stronger effect on them, causing, even if it's in their subconscious, maybe to be a little more strict towards ethnic groups?
It could. But I think back in the late 70s and early 80s, because at least that's when I was a young adult, and late teens and early adult, I did feel safe in Hillsboro. I didn't hesitate to drive without my doors unlocked or have my house unlocked. But because there's so much crime in certain areas, I don't feel safe driving a vehicle in certain parts of Hillsboro, and I do neatly lock my doors. And I don't know, maybe because of just the lack of police officers, I don't feel like they'd be there. I mean, if you get called, I don't think you'd be, maybe jump on it right away if it's not an emergency.
Do you think that there are certain areas of Hillsboro that are more unsafe than others?
Yes, I do.
What areas do you think are more unsafe?
10. I don't know all the names of the streets, but up in Maple and Walnut and all that area.
So downtown Hillsboro?
No, not so much downtown. It's more towards the Shute Park and going towards Cornell.
Why is that area so unsafe to you?
It's just because a lot more gang areas hang out in those areas.
Have you seen a lot of graffiti in that area, marking from gangs?
Oh, a lot more. And at least in that area I've just described, yeah.
So Why do you think that there's a higher gang concentration in that area?
Because that's more where the lower income live, and they're more crammed into that area.
Is there a strong ethnic group there?
One part of the area and another one is Caucasians live in another area, so both areas, but it's a lot more low income, and you know, when you have low income, you have a tendency to have more crime.
So a lower social position causes more crime than ethnicity?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least a lower wage, so they might need crime to survive?
I probably would have a tendency, I wouldn't say that for a definite, but I would say, you know, they have a tendency to want to possibly do more drugs, to deal drugs, to make the money, so.
Do you think that drugs are having a strong influence in that area?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know because I don't know, you know, but I know a few people that live in those areas. But I think there is a lot of drugs through there, and drug dealings.
So do you feel that that area, it's mostly caused by a lack of feeling of belonging, or is it the low income? Or what do you think is the main driving cause that causes an increase in crime in that area?
I think a little of both of those. I think people want to be liked. People want to be able to have the money and stuff, but I think when you don't have money, you don't feel like you always fit in, so you have a tendency to look for, you know, stealing and just to feel more part of groups.
Is it easier to commit crime in that area than another area?
Well, I can't answer that because I think you can commit crime in any area, but when there's more, when there's a group, it's easier to encourage each other to go ahead and do it in a gang group.
So, do you think maybe a gang presence frightens store owners or other people in the area maybe to making crime a little bit easier so that they don't come into harm's way themselves?
I'd probably agree with you, yeah.
So, just in general, when you think of Hillsboro in 1980, what words come to mind?
Small community, friendly, safe. Much more community things you did. I mean, like sidewalk sales and all those kind of things. You just felt like much more of a community atmosphere.
So, just for curiosity, what's a sidewalk sale exactly? Is it more like a yard sale or a garage sale?
No, it's where all stores come together and they have sales on, you know, and they, back then it was called a sidewalk sale.
So, was it a general gathering of stores just in the area all to have a sale together?
Yeah.
And do you think store owners don't feel safe with doing that now?
I don't think, I can't know if it's being safe, but I would say, you know, it was much more of a community than it is nowadays, because they have gotten so big, it's hard to do that nowadays.
So, the fact that Hillsboro used to be small town versus now, do you think that brought about a greater amount of community feeling, unity in general?
Yes. I mean, when I went to school, it was one high school. Now there's four. I mean, three times more housing. You know, you don't have that community feel like compared to a small town.
So, what words come to mind when you think of the present, 2005?
Crowded. A lot more traffic. Unfriendliness. People don't take time to help others.
Do you think there's a relationship between these changes and the changes in crime?
To a point, because we've gotten big enough that you don't notice any other people. I think when you're a smaller community, you have a tendency to want to stick together. You want to work, you know, help each other, and I just don't see that encouraging today, and I think it's easier to get away with crime.
So, in old-time Hillsboro in the 1980s, it felt more like one community. Does it feel like several communities due to separation of social class, money, ethnic groups, or whatever barriers keeping them apart? Does it seem like several communities as compared to one?
Yes. Yes, because it was definitely much more of a bond in Hillsboro.
Do you think maybe that these smaller communities maybe felt less respect for others in other smaller communities, thus causing an increase in crime?
You're saying that, you know, because it was smaller, you didn't feel there was much crime? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying now with the... It seems like there are many small communities. Do certain small communities maybe not react well with each other, and that might cause an increase in crime?
Yes.
Especially gangs?
Yes.
So, is there anything else about police enforcement or crime in the past you'd like to tell me?
I think the police, I know they have a big job nowadays. Back then, I think they, so the police force that really worked together, and I don't see that today. They may work together, but I just don't see it. And I would just like to see, even if it's with the city of Hillsborough growing the way it is, I think if they could just try to work together and show, I guess, respect to the community, and that's show respect back to them to help.
So do you think a lack of respect has caused a lot of crime and lack of police involvement?
Yes.
If you could only mention one, the biggest change that caused the change in police enforcement, crime, everything, what would be the one thing you would think of?
I would say respect. I just don't think the people have the respect for the police officers anymore. And they don't care.
So you think the lack of relationships really causes this absence of respect? Well, Karen, I'd just like to thank you at this time for this interview. It means a lot to me, my class, and our project, and thank you very much.